sounds are from a submarine's propellers. As the propellers turn rapidly, they create small, momentary cavities in the water. This effect is called cavitation. When the water rushes back into the cavities, it produces the sounds recognized as propeller beats. Cavitation depends mainly upon the speed and depth of the submarine. For example, an American fleet-type submarine running at periscope depth produces cavitation at speeds of 3.5 to 4 knots and above. When its speed falls below 3.5 knots, cavitation is usually absent and you hear only machinery sounds. Here is a sub of this type at a speed of 3 knots periscope depth. Now the submarine speeds up to 6 knots. It is still at periscope depth. At this speed, cavitation is present and you can easily hear the beat of the propellers. Cavitation also depends on the depth of the submarine. As the depth becomes greater, cavitation decreases. In the previous example, a sub at 6 knots and periscope depth gave distinct propeller beats. In the next example, you will hear the same sub at the same speed, but at 250 feet. At this depth, a speed of 6 knots is too slow to produce cavitation. Consequently, you hear no propeller beats. If the sub stays at 250 feet but speeds up, cavitation will begin at about 6.5 knots. At 8 knots, the propeller beats will be clearly audible. Depth, 250 feet. Speed, 8 knots. From this record, you have learned the following facts about cavitation. First, cavitation occurs when a sub's propellers turn rapidly in the water. Small momentary cavities are created, and the surrounding water rushes into these cavities, resulting in the sounds recognized as propeller beats. Second, the main factors affecting cavitation are the submarine's speed and depth. For example, an American fleet-type sub at periscope depth produces cavitation at speeds of 3.5 to 4 knots and above. The same type sub at a depth of 250 feet produces cavitation at 6.5 knots and above.